time now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 86. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Illinois primary election took place yesterday. In Wayne County, all races were on the Republican ticket, including races for county treasurer and for several seats on the county board. Yvette Anderson defeated Crystal Ellis 1,974 votes to 1,652 in the race for the Republican nomination for treasurer. No Democratic petition was filed, as incumbent Donna Masterson did not run for re-election. For the county board, three people ran for two spots in Districts 3, 5, and 7. In District 3, Eddie Barbary received 420 votes and Brandon Biddle 305 votes to win, and Roy Estimer finished with 265 votes. In District 5, Matt Shreve finished with 367 votes, and Jeremy Witter had 306 to win. Joshua Isle missed out with 117 votes. In District 7, Stephen Troyer had 289 votes, and Gene Kolak had 275 to advance. Shane Newman finished with 209 votes. In uncontested Republican races, Lizanne Woodrow will be the nominee for county clerk, Chris Odie for sheriff, and Jody Poole for supervisor of assessments. Daryl Hargrave will be the nominee for District 1 on the county board. Randy Hedrick and Andy Glover will be nominees for District 2, Ronnie Winland for District 4, and Bill Bruce and Vern Hudson for District 6. Winners for precinct committee persons include Marvin Cole for Bedford, Ron Woodrow for Barnhill, Louise Moreland for Grover, Dana Fellowitz for Fairfield 1, Kira Vinson for Lamard 1, Ellen Seitz for Indian Prairie, Yvette Anderson for 4 Mile, Joshua Isle for Big Mound 1, and Gary Atterbury for Mount Erie. Democratic precinct committee persons will be Cheryl Holder for Jasper 1, Gordon Ensley for Massillon, Cassandra Fuller for Fairfield 2, and Judy Cates for Grover. 4,000 of 10,732 voters cast a ballot yesterday for a voter turnout of 37.3%. More news next.
Hey, I'm Jackie, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken. It is golden brown, so juicy, so delicious. It's the perfect savory start to my day.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, you know, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Start your day with the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit, available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
At Jackie's Hidden Treasures, you never know what you'll find. Pick up a certificate at the Big Deal Store for incredible savings. There's always something new at Jackie's Hidden Treasures on the square in Sisney.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
In the Edwards County primary, the sole contested race involved Darby Bawie and Debbie Judge running for sheriff on the Republican ticket. Mark Curtis reports.
Incumbent sheriff on the Republican ticket, Darby Bawie, has defeated Debbie Judge, 1,052 to 503 for Debbie Judge. Once again, in the sheriff race, Darby Bawie, 1,052 to Debbie Judge, 503. In the governor's race, interesting there, Bailey and Trussell received 1,479 votes in Edwards County. Next was Schimpf and Schofield with 11 votes, and Irvin and Bourne received 48 votes. So once again, a big turnout there for Bailey in Edwards County, and also for Bawie. Those are unofficial vote totals again on the Republican side. Darby Bawie defeats Debbie Judge, 1,052 to 503. In the Republican primary, Governor Pritzker received 64 votes, and Miles and Shaw received 12 votes. Once again, the total votes cast in the primary election was 1,601 Republicans and 89 Democrats. So that's an interesting total, 1,690 total. 1,601 Republicans went to the polls today, and 89 Democrats. And once again, these are unofficial vote totals. But once again, Darby Bawi has defeated Debbie Judge in the Republican primary for sheriff. Bawi 1,052 to Debbie Judge 503. That's 12 of 12 precincts reporting from the Edwards County Courthouse in Albion. This is Mark Curtis.
Full results for Wayne and Edwards counties can be found on our headlines page. J.C. Tinsley has results from Hamilton County.
From the WROY and WRUL Election Center, I'm J.C. Tinsley. We've got finals. We'll begin with Hamilton County, where we had four folks running on the Democratic side of the ticket for county board. In Hamilton County, leading vote-getter Marianne Hotfinger. Of course, she is retiring from the county clerk's office. We'll get to that race in a moment. She picks up 246 votes. Next leading vote-getter, Henderson, with 163 votes. I take that back. Brett Webb picking up 170 votes and Holden Jackson with 160. Either way, all four of those individuals will move on to the general election. Had six candidates running for county board on the Republican ticket over in Hamilton County. Ronald Winternheimer, the trailer, he will not make it to the November ballot. Leading vote getter over there, Kelly Woodrow, an incumbent. Coming in second, Jimmy Johnson with 1,027 votes. And then we've got few in the high 900s. John Chapman, another incumbent, with 992 votes. John Mead with 998 votes. And Adam Little will be on the ballot this November for a county board seat. He picked up 989 votes. In the race for county clerk and recorder, we will have a new county clerk as Heather Bowman picks up just shy of 1,200 votes. Stacy Barker, the current deputy clerk there in Hamilton County, picking up 640 votes. And now turning our attention to White County, we turn to our Scott Mehring.
Primary elections here in White County. And in the big one, the sheriff's race, it is Jordan Weiss, the winner, with a total of 74% of the vote, 26% for Mark Worlds. That's 262 votes. For Weiss, Worlds with 93 votes. And this is a total vote total. We have separately the voting from today only 65% to 35%. Weiss won there. So Jordan Weiss, the Republican White County Sheriff there. All right, now in also the county board races in District 4, it was Kathy Hughes-Pig over Jonathan Williams. 296 votes to 188, that's 61% to 39%. And in District 2, Amanda Cannon won by 6 votes. She beat Adam Sexton 280 to 274, 51 to 49%. A very, very close race. In District 1, for the Republicans, there's 3 people involved. And David South came in first with 42% of the vote, 267 votes. Then came Brad Chapman with 213 for 33%. Terry Harrison, 160 with 25%. And in the 12th precinct committee person race on the Republican side, Justin James was the winner, beating Terry Pollard by just 7 votes, 41 to 34. That's 55% for James and Pollard with 45% of the votes. So another close race there. In the 5th District Appellate Court, for the vacancy of David Overstreet, the Republican side, Barry Vaughn, won big, 1,869 to 609 votes over Mike McHaney, and that's 0.75 to 25%. And also in the 117th District, Illinois Representative race, the Republican side, Patrick Windhorse won a close one over Ron Ellis, 351 to 234 on the voting for today only, and 32 to 29 in the early vote. So Windhorse wins 52 to 48% there. And in the governor's race, Darren Bailey won without any trouble, 2,312 votes, 91% of the vote among the six candidates. And Urban came in second with just 4% of the vote, so 105 votes. And it was 2% for Jesse Sullivan, 54 votes. And then at 1% each, Shrimp with 35 votes, Rabin 27. Solomon came in sixth, four-tenths of a percent with 10 votes overall. So that's all 18 precincts in White County are in, and that's all the votes early and today's voting as well. So a couple of close races, and Jordan Weiss beat Mark Worlds in the big race, and the sheriff on the Republican side, 74 to 26%. So that is the final results for WRYWRUL News. I'm Scott Merring.
Statewide, Darren Bailey won the Republican nomination for governor in a landslide, defeating opponents Richard Ervin, Jesse Sullivan, Gary Rabine, Paul Schimpf, and Max Solomon. He will face incumbent J.B. Pritzker in the November general election. The Fairfield City Council met last night and approved an agreement with IDOT for resurfacing Main and Delaware streets. The project began with a 50-50 state and local cost split, but it's turned into a project funded 80% by federal money and 10% by state money, leaving the city only 10% of the bill. Bid letting could take place as early as September, and the city will save about $174,000 under the current setup. A fee for 400-watt security lights was set at $20 per month. Wayne White handles the installation and maintenance, and the city establishes the pricing. The council held a brief discussion regarding fences on private property. Acting Mayor Gary Moore said he does not approve of the city telling a homeowner they can't install a fence on their own property. A majority of the council appeared to agree, and the matter was forwarded to the city attorney. Properties at 1014 Epworth, 303 Northeast 7th, and 504 Northwest 7th were identified as dangerous buildings, and legal proceedings have been initiated. A $218,000 bid to construct a salt storage shed was rejected. It came in well above the anticipated $150,000 estimate, and the project will be rebid. Aldermen voted to purchase a utility vehicle for the cemetery from Carter Turf and Tractor at a cost of $28,650. Four bids were received. In other action, Alderman Tyler Lampley was appointed to represent the city on the IMEA and IPEA. A contract with RJ Marketing was approved, and a $3,000 TIF redevelopment agreement was approved for Feed My Sheep Soup Kitchen for all-weather flooring and flood abatement. The IDPH reported 8 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne and Richland counties yesterday. Marion County added 23 cases on the state website. Lawrence County added 17. Clay County added 7. Wabash County added 6. Edwards County added 5. Jefferson County added 4. Hamilton County added 3, and White County added 2. As a state, Illinois announced 4,241 new cases and 16 additional deaths. Winter wheat harvesting has seen a sizable boost in progress, as we hear in the latest statewide weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
Farmers use the more than 6 days suitable for field work to harvest winter wheat, going from 18% the previous week to 66% now. That compares to the average of about 57% harvested by this time. Crop statistician Steve Parn looks at soybeans.
Soybeans emerged reached 96% compared to the 5-year average of 92%. Soybeans blooming reached 2% compared to the 5-year average of 10%. Soybean condition was rated 3% very poor, 7% poor, 24% fair, 54% good, and 12% excellent.
The condition of the Illinois corn crop dropped slightly to 70% in good to excellent condition. The first cutting of alfalfa is nearly complete, and average statewide topsoil moisture came in at 9% very short, 22% short, 68% adequate, and 1% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Today's crude oil price is $104.75. That's up $3.25 from yesterday. The August crude oil price is $111.80. That's the news. Area deaths next.
We know that life is busy and managing a business or local farm operation can be stressful. At People's National Bank, we make banking easy. We offer business and agriculture solutions to help you manage your finances on the go, to help prevent fraud, and to increase efficiency in the way you do your banking. If we do our job right, we give you more time to focus on what matters most, your business and farm operation. Stop by or visit peoplesnationalbank.com and let us help you with all your banking needs.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 50-year-old Albion resident Maury Goble died on Friday. Maury Goble is survived by his mother, Ginger Stone, 3 brothers, and several aunts, uncles, nephews, and nieces. Services will be Friday at noon at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home.
Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and interment will be in Graceland Cemetery. 96-year-old Sebring, Florida resident Doris L. Trotter Collins died on Sunday. Doris Trotter Collins is survived by children Beverly Jones and Gary Organ, 5 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Services will be Saturday at 11 at White County Memorial Garden. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Emma resident Carolyn Sue Patillo died on Sunday. Services will be Friday at noon at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Concord Cemetery. 85-year-old Fairfield resident Harry Lee Venable died on Saturday. No services will be held. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is assisting the family. 49-year-old Belmont resident David Lee Culliver died on Thursday. Services will be at a later date. Nails Funeral Home is assisting the family. 89-year-old Fairfield resident Samuel Theodore Oakes died on Friday. Services will be today at 10 at St. Edward Catholic Church. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 86. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
The Big Deal Store has a great deal on Bopple's Home Furnishing Certificates. Pick one up and get a great value on top quality furniture at Bopple's Home Furnishing in McLeansboro on the south side of the square.
Time for a Wednesday check of sports. In MLB action last night, it was the Cardinals over the Marlins 5-3, Guardians 3, Twins 2 in Game 1 of their doubleheader, Yankees 2, Athletics 1, Blue Jays 6, Red Sox 5, Twins 6, Guardians 0 in Game 2 of their doubleheader, Rangers 8, Royals 3, White Sox 11, Angels 4, Mariners 2, Orioles 0, Nationals 3, Pirates 1, Braves 5, Phillies 3, Reds 5, Cubs 3, Rockies 7, Dodgers 4, Diamondbacks 7, Padres 6, Astros 9, Mets 1, Brewers 5, Rays 3, and the Giants over the Tigers 4-3. The Illinois High School Association has reversed course for its football playoff format in classes 1A through 6A. Last February, it had announced a format change where each class would be seeded 1 through 32, but IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson says they have changed their minds. 7A and 8A brackets will be seeded 1 through 32, but all lower classes will feature 2 1 through 16 brackets. The Commanders are locking down their top receiver for years to come. ESPN reports Washington is signing wide receiver Terry McLaurin to a 3-year extension worth up to $71 million. McLaurin will be a top-5 paid wideout in the NFL and secured a record $28 million bonus, the highest ever for a receiver. The 26-year-old is coming off a season where he caught 77 passes for 1,053 yards and added 5 touchdowns also. The Jazz are finalizing a deal with a Celtics assistant to become their new head coach. ESPN reports former Boston assistant coach Will Hardy is signing a 5-year deal to become the head coach of the Utah Jazz. At 34, Hardy will be the youngest active coach in the NBA. Hardy was one of 4 finalists who met with ownership in Salt Lake. Hardy spent 1 year under Ime Udoka, helping the Celtics reach the NBA Finals. Here's the schedule for today. In MLB action, it'll be the Marlins at the Cardinals. You can listen to that one on our sister station, WOKZ 105.9 FM Real Country. John Rooney and the gang take the air at 5:50 later tonight. It'll be the Athletics at the Yankees, Rangers at the Royals, Orioles at the Mariners, Red Sox at the Blue Jays, Twins at the Guardians, White Sox at the Angels, Pirates at the Nationals, Padres at the Diamondbacks, Braves at the Phillies, Reds at the Cubs, Dodgers at the Rockies, Brewers at the Rays, Astros at the Mets, and the Tigers are at the Giants. That is a Wednesday check of sports.